10. Vectors.
There is only the mountain. We see only the mountain. We turn our backs on the false golden city and march towards the mountain instead. The emperor must die, but someone else can kill him. Our pale king is gone, but his commandments remain. Death must guard itself and scythe down the vulgar fraudulence of mortality. Like a fever we will consume. Parts of us doubt. Parts of us think the port of the Lion's Gate, stolen from us by the savages of the Fifth, should be reconquered. Other parts buzz with desire to be at the final fortress when it cracks open, so that our name can be recorded as the cause of death. We will allow some latitude. The corpus of terror is in its terminal stage, and its palsied, myalgic organs offer no resistance to our infection. So we will spread like wildfire unchecked, decaying and diseasing that which remains. Under Serob Kargul, alive with meat flies within his metal frame, we will advance upon the sanctum, and there, with Vaux and Cadex Ilkarion at our side, we will so end stage corruption. Thus will the hemorrhagic truth of the rot be conjugated. The stolen port we will assail, but on it waste no great strength. The white scars are few, and they have in some great fit like the false dawn flare of vitality that spikes just before death. Resolve to open active fire on the Lupercalian fleet. Unwise little hawks. You have drawn wrath and damnation down upon yourselves, for the fleet will answer and annihilate you. The Pale King's words to us were clear. The mountain, the hollow hope, that must be our true target. Hope must be crushed and extinguished, resected and cauterized before it can metastasize and spread. We will not fail in that. And it is our wish, too. The death rattle of our father be damned. His death will not hold us back. So that is where we spread, advancing across the pedregal wastes towards the mountain to infect and rot away all hope. We will send our dreams before us to plague the foe and eat away all resolve. We walk with Kaifer Morag, who cannot disguise his skepticism at our decision, but dares not repudiate the order of his beloved king. We walk with Crocius, who understands our aim and understands our particular ache for this objective. We walk with Melfior Craw and Skulladas Gerug and all the other warriors that the fever of the warp has swollen into monstrous behemoth champions. We will crush hope, yes, for that is our pathology. We will be destroyers for the hive, like a twitching ball of maggots writhes within us all. But we will also annihilate Corswain, for the Pale King has promised us that Corswain is there. Our long duel, for good or ill, has run its course, and illness will prevail. Horsewain of the First will choke on the congealed flux of his own lungs and rot in our arms. We will be aggressive. We will be virulent. We will be incurable. The Hound of Caliban thinks he is immune. He commands a mountain and believes we cannot permeate his cordons. But we can seep in through the smallest gap, or enter as spores in the slightest breath and multiply. We will open fistulas in his bulwarks and transfuse our septicemic influence into his dark, angelic blood. We will swarm as prions through pores, ooze as helminths into orifices, and our drones, pouring like sizzling smoke from the bone funnels and flutes of our back, will be numberless, a legion of legions, and bloat the sky with lymphatic darkness. The mountain, hollow like a cyst, filled with loyalist pus to be evacuated and drained, is distant, a good material measure from our position. For a conventional army, it is 3 days' march away, 4 or 5 perhaps, allowing for considerations of armor, advance, and terrain. But the lightic malaise of the warp permeates this world, reducing dimensions to jelly, slicing distance and suturing it back together in new proportions. We are closer, far closer than Corswain imagines. He will feel our bacteriophagic caress long before he is ready. And our diseased god, Grandfather Lord of Decay, has shown us another truth through febrile dream and delirium. Our God has shown us Corswain's comorbidity. The cancer is already within him, eating away at his heart, asymptomatic but congenital. It is morbid, inoperable, invasive, and degenerating. When it finally erupts, it will be fulminant and refractory. For we have seen the sparks of chaos in his meat and in his bones, a parasitic wastage deep within the body of the First Legion. We sense the flicker of activity, the canker of chaos within his own ranks. Psycho-whelps, sired on Caliban, already picking and scratching at the scabs of the immateria. We will barely have to fight him, for we will already be fighting him from within. For we are the termination. We are the Death Guard. We are the Destroyer. We are Typhus.